today, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society with another Hort Short. And this time it's about edible flowers. Edible flowers can be used to add a splash of color to all kinds of foods, from salads to main courses to desserts to drinks. Flower petals are pretty and an adventurous way to expand your culinary aesthetics and to enhance your dishes. This from someone who even hates to cut her flowers for a bouquet in the house. But I do, and I do eat some of them as well. Just a reminder, though, do not eat flowers from the florist, nurseries, or garden centers. Or do not eat flowers picked from the roadside. They may have been treated with herbicides or pesticides. And in a restaurant, do ask first if you may eat the flowers that they serve. They might be just there for decoration. Do wash thoroughly before eating any flowers, or wash the flowers thoroughly, and introduce flowers in small quantities to your diet just to avoid tummy troubles, because there might be a little problem there. Now do remove the pistils and stamens, except for pansies, beans, and clover. Do cut the petals off before eating roses, dionysuses, marigolds, English daisies, and chrysanthemums, as they have a bitter white portion just at the base of the petals, which doesn't really add anything to the flavor. Now, violets and violas are sweet with a floral taste, and the edible violet viola plant can be used to make syrups, brew cheese, be added in baked desserts, garnishes on cakes. Flowers can be added to salads and soups as a garnish, and anything else you can think of for it. And then lavender is another of my favorites. You can use this complex culinary herb in moderation. Try it in hearty stews or wine-reduced sauces. And it also adds a delightful scent to custards, flans, or sorbets, and makes a beautiful garnish for salads, desserts, and cocktails. And you know, I do love lavender cookies. You can even buy it in bulk in the food store. Now, marigolds are so bright and happy-looking. They have a refreshing lemony flavor with a very subtle scent. Or spice. They add vibrant color to dishes and can be raw or cooked and used in everything from savory dishes to desserts to teas and to cocktails. Now roses, the flavor often depends on the type, the color, and the soil conditions of where the rose grows. And while petals are intensely perfumed, their flavor is subtler and a bit fruity with the complex undertones ranging anyway from a fruit to a mint to a spice. The darker the petals of the rose, the more pronounced the flavor. And the miniature varieties of roses are beautiful garnish for ice cream and for desserts. Larger petals, of course, can be sprinkled on desserts and salads, and petals can be used in syrups, jellies, and sweet spreads. Again, be sure to remove that bitter white portion of the petals just before using. And you know, after a horrendous day in the hot sun gardening and digging and weeding and all that, you can also sprinkle the rose petals in your bath. However, pansies, violas, and Johnny Jump Ups are the most popular of the edible flowers, both because you can eat their sepals and because they come in such a wide range of vibrant colors. They have a fresh, slightly spicy, grassy wintergreen taste, which makes them a wonderful addition to salads, and they add a great splash of color. They're also excellent dessert flowers. Carnations are crinkly, cheerful, and have a sweet, sort of spicy flavor. Culinary uses included being steeped in wine, or candied, pickled, or used as a syrup base for cocktails and ice cream sundaes. They're also great in rice dishes and bright additions to salads, and also as fresh toppings for savory dishing. Now, when you go to pick your flowers, mornings are the very best time to pick the edible flowers. That's when they have the highest flavor content. Keep them on dampened paper towels inside a sealed container. And wilted flowers can be revived by floating them on some ice water for a few minutes. Prepare them for eating just before serving in order to prevent any future wilting. Delicate flowers that have been removed from the stem, like the pansies, the violets, roses, nasturtiums, may only last 5 or 6 days in the refrigerator. Hardier flowers, like the herb flowers, chive blossoms, carnations, marigolds, might last as long as 10 days in the fridge. But of course, the sooner you can use them, probably the better quality you'll have. Store fresh-cut lavender stems in a vase of water on the counter. They'll last for up to a week. But use as you can to be sure for the strongest flavor and fragrance. Now, edible flowers are quite delicate and can wilt or spoil if they're not properly stored, so a few simple steps can keep them fresh longer. Now, you can also use things like squash and pumpkin blossoms. Prepare the blossoms by washing them, trimming them, and removing the stamens. One cooking method is to dip into a tempura batter and quickly deep fry. And other uses, of course, include garnish and as a last-minute addition to clear soups. There are many, many other edible flowers, including ants, isop, basil flowers, bee balm, borage, chamomile, chive blossoms, chrysanthemums, daisies, dandelion, daylilies. Daylilies are fascinating because each of the colors has a slightly different flavor. You can use fuchsia, marigolds, mustard flowers, nasturtiums, oregano, pansies, pineapple sage, rosemary flowers, savory flowers, violas, violets we've mentioned before. And of course you get into all the wild roses and it goes on and on. And garlic, chives, thyme, rosemary flowers, again, they're always great. Now please note, really it's very important, you and only you are responsible for determining whether a particular species of plant is edible, what parts are edible, and when and how to safely prepare or cook it. When considering whether to eat a particular plant, you need to be very sure of its identification. Many poisonings have happened due to misidentification. If something is indicated it could be edible, just really be doubly check and triply check and make sure that it is good. Now, one of my favorite things to do with flowers is making herbal vinegars. Generally, whatever you're using, use about 1 cup of washed, loosely packed herbs to 2 cups of vinegar. Now bruise the leaves slightly and stuff into a clean, sterilized jar. Pour the vinegar over the leaves and seal tightly. Now really, all you have to do is let this concoction sit for a week, giving the jar a wee shake every day or so. And taste by the end of the week. If it's not strong enough, it may not be. Then repeat for the next week or even two. When the flavors to your taste, strain the vinegar into a decorative bottle, seal, label, and voila, you have a nice gift from your kitchen or something to wow the family with. This is Nancy Thompson wishing you a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.